The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Will Judgment Seat of Christ regrets be eternally painful? Well, that's what we're going to discuss on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for taking some time to join us today. I think you'll be glad you did. We're taking questions from listeners just like yourself. In fact, if you've got a question, you can send it to radio@faithalone.org. Well, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome to the show. My name's Sean.
Hi, I'm Bob. You're perky today.
Am I perky today?
Yes.
I don't know. It's because, you know what I did this morning? I did something a little bit
different. What did you do?
So Abby has this coffee that she buys, and it's special coffee. She orders it from Florida, and it's supposed to help you with your brain or something. It's just, they do something to it. But anyways, we used to be united on the coffee front, but now this coffee is just so weak. It's just so, it's almost flavorless.
Yeah.
It has a flavor, but it's not great. So what I did this morning, I put some of my coffee grounds in a French press, and then I poured her coffee into the French press and waited 5 minutes to like let it get double brewed. And then I drank that, and it was better than what she had. So if I'm perky, it's because I had double brewed coffee.
That is great.
I don't know. Did I just invent something?
You did.
I don't know.
You took hers with the brain power, and you added in the caffeine you need.
Yeah, flavor and caffeine, and we'll see what happens. I'm very jittery, though.
Good. Yeah. You're jumping around, your legs popping. But that's all right. And we need to tell people about your shoes.
We do? Well, I mean, it's a radio show, so they can't really see them.
He bought some tennis shoes, and they're like, I guess,
a peach color? Or
it's either peach
orange,
or tangerine.
Tangerine could be.
And
I think the color
is salt.
They're
kind of an orangish, a light orangish color.
Yeah, they're. You only live once, I decided.
And I asked Sean what his kids thought. Not so much, but Abby likes them.
Abby's in favor of them. You know, okay. It's just a little spark of personality.
I'm impressed because that's the first thing I notice when you walk in.
It's hard not to notice them.
They have a little glow control.
I could add sequins, I guess.
Well, they don't have the lights like the kids have.
They
you know?
Don't. All right, we got some questions here.
Okay.
Megan, here's a question from Megan. I'm currently a student at Colorado Christian University, and I'm doing a project on the eternal state. I was wondering about the doctrine of eternal rewards. My question is, will believers who are not as good of servants here on earth experience more regret than those who were? Because I think I'd feel regret if I saw good stewards getting rewards that I didn't receive because I stewarded my life poorly. However, I also know that regret is a type of pain, and pain should not be in heaven according to Revelation 21. So what's your take on this?
I did a blog on this that I think just may have already gone up or it'll go up by the time people hear this, so you can check that out at faithalone.org. But how about looking at Revelation 21 and verse 4, because that's what she's referring to, and there's a lot of misconception about this verse.
All right. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Okay, now in order to understand Revelation 21:4, you need to understand that it follows Revelation 20 and also 21:1-3, right?
Right.
Revelation 20 is the millennium.
Yes.
It's the thousand-year reign of Christ, and we're told that. It ends with the great white throne judgment. And it's followed in verses 1 through 3 with, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for
right.
The first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
Yeah.
Remember, Jesus had often said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
That's right.
And so here we're looking at a time after heaven and earth pass away, after the millennium. This is the eternal state. I saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That's why I think that when Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, this was the place he was preparing, the New Jerusalem. But in any case, the New Jerusalem comes down and it comes to earth, this massive city on earth, and Revelation 21 talks about it, this beautiful city with streets of gold and just enormous, 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles. basically what we have in verse 4 is not a statement about the judgment seat of Christ.
I think that's the key point.
Right, because the judgment seat of Christ occurs 1,000 years before this.
So what you're saying, Bob, is that when Megan is looking towards that time when there's going to be no more regret, that is going to happen in Revelation 21, but that is after the millennium in the eternal state. So it's like the judgment seat of Christ happened 1,000 years before and rewards were given then. And then the regret and the shame that you might feel for failing to be a good steward, that would have happened then. And now this erasure of regret is in the eternal state 1,000 years later.
Yeah. And basically, if you read 21:4, it's talking about no more tears, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more death. In other words, this is talking about people in the eternal state.
Yeah.
And they're not going to experience these things. Now, having said that, there is a question. Zane Hodges speculated that even in eternity, there could be some negative emotions. And regret's a negative emotion, right?
Okay.
So is it possible that even in eternity, the person from the church age who is not ruling with Christ would still have some sense of regret that he's not ruling with Christ? That forever, he's never going to rule with Christ because of the way he lived his Christian life. He was unfaithful in his Christian life. And Zane Hodges suggested the answer was yes.
Well, why did he say that?
Because in his view, Revelation 21:4 does not eliminate all negative emotions.
Okay.
It eliminates pain.
Hmm.
But regret is not necessarily pain. If you're in a perfect body and you're perfectly content with what you have and you're a joyful person, you could have a sense of regret. Like, is it conceivable that David, as he's talking to Bathsheba's husband,
Uriah
the Hittite, right? So when he sees Uriah in the kingdom, in the eternal state, might he experience a tinge of, hey, sorry I killed you? I mean, is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe. I would think that, you know, at that point, people would be like, no, I am forgiven. You're not doubting your forgiveness.
No, I'm not saying that.
You know, you wouldn't doubt your forgiveness. You wouldn't doubt your restoration. You wouldn't doubt that, okay, this is in the past.
You know you're forgiven. You know you have an eternal, not only relationship with God, but eternal fellowship with God and with God's people. But having said that, it seems to me there could be a sense of regret. In fact, of course, it could even go to the point of, and this is speculative, of course,
yeah,
but I think in eternity future, it's not obvious that everything we do will be for the best.
Mm.
We won't do anything sinful, but won't there still be good, better, best?
Mm-hmm.
And if we do something that's good, but we later realize we could have done something that would have been better or best,
right?
Might we have a sense of regret that, well, yeah, I wish kind of I'd done that.
Right.
I mean, I know in this life, experiencing some aspects of negative emotions makes the positive emotions more special.
That's true.
If I get defeated in something, right? Let's say I go to, every year I've gone to, for about the last 11 years, to St. George, Utah, to the World Senior Games.
Right.
And I compete in mainly race walking or power walking, but I've also tried the high jump, and as silly as it sounds, even the shot put one time. And I've experienced joy in getting bronze medals and silver medals. And I think I once in the race walking got a gold medal because there was nobody else my age group. But I experience regret if I'm in an event and I don't get anything.
Right.
If I get blanked and I get nothing, I experience regret. Well, does that mean then that I'm all bummed out? No. That, you know, my life is ruined? No.
Right. You're not emotionally crippled by that.
No. I just think, well, it would have been nice to get a medal.
Right.
But when I get a medal, it means more because I know I don't always get a medal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, your kids are in sports Zane won an actual trophy for winning the league, right?
Yeah, they won the league. So
but you told me everybody got trophies?
Well, I think everyone got something. And I told them, I don't know, maybe I'm a bad father, but I said, all those other trophies, those are all garbage. I wish you wouldn't even get those. But you actually won the real trophy this time, and I'm very proud of you for actually accomplishing
something. And so it seems to me regret is not necessarily one of the kind of emotions in Revelation 21. But let me say to you, if you're listening today and you go, wait a minute, I can't even fathom the idea there might be regret in eternity, well, then don't fathom it. But I would suggest you might want to pray about it and meditate on it, because it is at least conceivable that there'll be something. Maybe call it disappointment.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have some disappointment in eternity. But having said that, there will be no more pain, because Revelation 21:4 promises that. And yes, in my view, after the judgment seat of Christ, any grief we experience will be short-lived, a few minutes. We're not going to go through the millennium with 1,000 years of pain.
Right, and people aren't going to have psychological problems.
No.
They're not going to have... they're not going to have to see psychiatrists.
We won't be depressed.
Yeah.
We're not going to be going through anxiety that's crippling us. Whatever pain we have, if we have it, at the judgment seat of Christ, with glorified bodies, we'll be able to recover in minutes.
I like what you said about, you know, there being, she related, Megan related regret to pain, and there can't be any pain in the eternal state. And I think you clarified that, no, regret can just mean thinking, oh, maybe I should have done this course of action instead.
Right.
There's a degree, there's a spectrum of regret. I think she was thinking of this emotionally crippling type of regret that
we
just
can't
haunts
have
you forever.
That. No, we
and
can't.
And you're saying, well, there's kind of regret saying that just comes with making decisions and moral choices and just saying, well, maybe I should have done this last time. And it's
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's helpful, I think.
I think so.
Because that's what it means being a person who makes choices in reality. And that's what we're going to be, people making choices in the new earth. And so it makes sense that, you know, not every single one of those choices will be ideal, and we'll learn to make better choices and maximize our service.
I mean, it seems that's the case. And the other thing is, of course, Megan's asking about regret for things we did in this life or didn't do in this life.
Right.
And I would encourage you, just meditate on this, think about it, and be a Berean. Search the scriptures and see what you think is so. But let's rejoice in the fact,
yeah,
we will have no pain forever.
Amen.
We will have joy forever. We can rejoice in those things.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to grow and mature in your understanding of Scripture? Well, that's our mission for you. And one of the best ways to do that, we think, is for you to come to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org, and get involved. We've got free daily blog posts that, if you get subscribed, completely hassle-free, they'll show up in your inbox. Those that read them are enriched on a daily basis. So come visit us at faithalone.org. You may be interested in becoming a financial partner with the Grace Evangelical Society, the organization that puts on this radio show. You can find out how to do that and give tax-deductible gifts at faithalone.org. Maybe you have a question or a comment or some feedback, and if you do, that's great. We would love to hear from you. So here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. You can get us day or night, radio@faithalone.org. Well, we hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to being back with you on Monday. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.